Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of pride and self-conceit, we explain what's the difference between kibar and ujub. Kibar is where a person is proud of himself together with looking down against others. So he looks down at other people, so this is known as kibar. He's considering himself to be big and others to be small. Ujub is where a person is happy, or not happy, but a person thinks great of himself, and a person continuously thinks himself to be very big. Not necessarily looking down at others, but considering himself to be big. So this is ujub. So this is the difference between kibar and ujub. So under this chapter we did a few ayat of the Quran, and we did one hadith. So today we do the second hadith, Muslim. وَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنَةً قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالَ الْكِبْرُ بَطْرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who has an atom weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. This first part of the hadith is very important to understand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is warning how severe pride is, that if a person has an atom's weight of pride, atom, we can't even measure it. If you put, for example, a slice of bread on a scale, that slice of bread will have a weight. But take one atom and put it on top, take two atoms, take 10 atoms, it won't make any difference to that scale. In other words, it hardly has any weight. An atom hardly has any weight on it. But yet, if a person has that amount of pride, he will not enter Jannah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person asked, what if a man likes his clothes and his shoes to be nice, to be beautiful? What if a man likes that his clothes and his shoes, etc., be beautiful? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained what pride is. Pride means to renounce the truth and to belittle people. Pride means that somebody is speaking the truth, the person is saying what is right, and we are rejecting it. So that is a sign that a person has got pride. Because what's the only reason for him to reject the truth? He's proud. He doesn't want to accept that what the man is saying is right. And most of the time it happens when it's against us. Even though it is right what he's saying, but it's going against us, so we are rejecting it. So that in itself is a sign of pride. بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. And we despise people. Otherwise people, others are not worth the salt. Other people are not big enough. So we look down against them. We look down at them. So this is a sign of pride. A man is rejecting what is 100% true, and he's looking down at people. This is pride. Not that you wear a nice jacket, you wear nice shoes, you wear nice kurta, you wear nice topi. This doesn't mean that a person is proud. He is true. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified it and cleared it up so nicely. Hazrat Mulana Anwar Shah Sahib Kashmiri Rahmatullahi, he would translate it as teak tak. So he says it's the difference between teak tak and teep tap. So he explains the difference. Teak tak means that for a man to be neat, to be tidy, is something that is desirable. Not beautifying himself, but to be neat, to be tidy, that his clothes are neat, his kurta is neat, topi is neat, shoes are neat. That is something that is desirable in a man, not that he beautifies himself. Beautification, he explains, is something that is desirable for a woman. A woman that beautifies herself for her husband, should look clean, beautiful for husband. This is something that is desirable in the home, that she beautifies herself. This is desirable, but not for a man. So you say, for a man to be tick-tock, that is something that is nice. Tip-top, the easiest translation I could see was tip-top. Although you say tip-top. So this is not something that a man should be. He should see that all the time he is neat. So Allah Ta'ala in this context, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah likes a man that is neat. So that doesn't mean if a person is neat, he's tidy, he wears a nice kurta, he wears a nice shoe, with a nice jacket, nice topi, etc., that this person has got pride. It's got nothing to do with pride. So long as this person is not looking down at those people that are less fortunate, those people that don't have it, he doesn't look down at them, then there is no harm in a person dressing nicely also. Obviously not going into extravagance. How beautiful the hadith is. On one side it starts off by warning us, atom's weight of pride will not enter Jannah. Then explains that this got nothing to do with the type of clothing, etc. you wear. You're not showing off for people. You're wearing it because you like to wear it, and at the same time it is not extravagant. And then the hadith closes off explaining that what really pride is. Pride is when you reject the truth and you despise and look down at people. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.